cold pulse, and a smile in terror, a trial and error. All the crap I'm doing there, the Copazoid had the whole block of it. It took big gilded gold pulse, and a smile in terror, a trial and error.
Does anything particular come to mind?
A great deal. First of all, he had a tremendous sense of humor.
Yes.
He never took himself very seriously. And I remember the first time I said to him very fearfully that I might hurt him, I said, you just sang a 16th note instead of an 8th note. He says, who cares about a 16th note? It doesn't mean anything to me. He says, I don't even think about it. He had a lovely, lovely wife.
Yeah. All right. Sneeze out. Woo. Yeah. Now we're fucking cooking. I want to crack into this drink, and I've only been on the road for like 5 minutes. Or less.
Looking good.
Ah, rap hits.
Nigga, I got these hoes iced up enough. By my little BGs on the bus, but not cigarette bus. But me personally, boy, I don't give a fuck. I'm always show love to my cut. In the club, light the bitch up. I cash money model with a drink to the throw up. Nigga, first of all, I'm guaranteed I can fuck. All day, tattooed and balled up. Rolex bezeled up, and my pink ring is platinum plus. Air rings be trillion cuts, and my grill be slug dust. My heart deal with anger, cause nigga, I don't give a fuck. Stack my cheese up, cause one day I'ma get his street life up. Beef, I don't discuss. A nigga out of line, gon' get his motherfucking head bust. Cash money, business plus. I don't touch up, nigga, you can't fuck. 20 inches for TVs is a must. By the year 2000, I'ma cut out my butt.
My little nigga 17, plan with six figures. Right. Got so much ice, you can skate on it, nigga. When you see cash money, you know we stay close. Catch the girls out there, you know we straight close. See a kid yet that can stunt like mine. Seen a Marriott that can run like mine. 1999, and his hour turn to shine. 50 or better on our wrist, and it don't blind. Going back until I die, drink till I faint. Till a nigga tell me I need help. Drink my nigga baby, told me work, nigga, trick to the hoes. Nigga baby told me work, nigga, it's better to treat your nose. I'm a freak of the clique. Keep it on the tuck, so I creep on a bitch. And I play wrong, never sleep with a bitch. Keep it real with my niggas, never weep for a bitch. Never weep for a bitch, nigga.
Every time I come around, you see
it, bang, bang.
Pinky ring, worried about anything, bang, bang. Every time I buy a new ride, bang, bang. The rentals on your car, I'm a guy, bang, bang. Every time I come around, you see it, bang, bang. Pinky ring, worried about anything, bang, bang. Every time I buy a new ride, bang, bang. The rentals on your car, I'm a guy.
Is the nigga with the Lex Bubba? Can it go to helicopter with the leather cover? If I suck it, I fucking take off the rubber.
I also have a candy-coated helicopter with a leather cover.
Man, bought a private plane.
I mean, who doesn't, really? Back then, that was like an achievement. Now, it's just like, well, whatever.
I know niggas out there just don't understand.
I'm a 1999 driver. I'm a uptown 3-1 make no TC5. Oh, he can add. Always stunts. Big ballin' ass niggas. You can see him when he comes. Boot it up. Down and up. Gold be shining up. Motherfuckers be blinding up. Niggas at the second line be saying, I be down. Up in the best bitch saying, you got me in.
Every time I come around, you see the big thing. Think it ain't worth about bitty thing.
If it costs less than 20, it don't look right on me. I play flossed out all through the week. My money long, you don't know I'm the VG. I be fucking niggas bitches all in their home. Niggas be like, look at this Benz on all that chrome. Diamonds worn by everybody that's in my clique. Man, I got the price of a mansion around my neck and wrist. My next bid is getting a special built machine. A Mercedes Benz 700 V14. I know you niggas can't believe that. I can't wait to see your haters' face when you see that. Man, look at that. Niggas wear some shit just to stand on the side of me. They take that chain off, boy, you're blinding me. All day my phone ringing, bling, bling, bling. You can see my earring from a mile, bling, bling,
bling, bling. Every time I come around, you see the bling, bling. Pinky ring, worried about bitty, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new guy, bling, bling.
Terrible song. pretty much felt that way at the time, and then at some point I was like, ah, whatever, who am I? I'm no hip-hop gatekeeper. If the Dirty South wants to do their thing, let them do their thing. But, jeez.
Just don't know. Y'all can't get with the Mix-a-Lot show. The man you love to hate ain't fazed by the face. If you wanna play a hate,
and yeah, there was no escape. There was no escape from it.
It's inspection at home, away from home, in the fat but fully with the painted out chrome.
And it was better than what Master P was doing. So, you had to make the choice.
Got a girl in Mississippi, but I never call her. Cause it's like that I still got game. I can memorize your number, but I still don't know your name. The conservatives are thinking I'm a pimp. I'm a pimp just because I kind of stroll with a limp. But I still got love for the few who stayed down. But some of my exes ain't around.
What's that?
Cause a rock man got them and the butts just dropped. They started losing weight. They grills looking shot, so I switched up. I'm steadily keeping them mixed up. I'm keeping them down, I'm holding my crown, I'm giving them hiccups. Boo-hooing when you call me. But we was playing on each other, so you're wrong, see. Sitting around aiming nails, you're disputing my sales. Fantasizing about counting my mail. It's the man you love to hate, love to hate. The man you love to hate, love to hate. It's the man you love to hate, love to hate. The man you love to hate, the J.I.U. you ain't no Seattle.
Yo, what's this just a no? Y'all can't get with the Mix-a-Lot show. The man you love to hate ain't fazed by the face. If you wanna play a hate, eat a big
ladies, do I really make you man that pissed? Flip it around and tell you man like this. If you hate mixing, why you talk about mix? You say you ain't a trick, but you're tripping, so she's splitting. Now she's coming out to me, cause Ponderosa. She drove a beater, so I heard her getting closer. She got an OB dub with the damage exhausted, but she was fine, so I figured I could toss. And watch the 808 kick drum, make this girly get dumb. She's grabbing on my bottom, trying to get one. And I'm taxing, waxing, I gotta take it notes. Fought it on the downstroke. Players in the house, can you feel me? Got these player haters looking at me silly. But with this mouthpiece, a brother gotta win. The ladies say you're fine, but your Mackin's kinda thin. No more Broadway, I'm hollering Rainier. Swoop around blocks, dropping windows, yelling. And you complain, cause I made a little change. It's all in the game, boy, the hell with the fame. It's the man you love to hate, love to hate. The man you love to hate, love to hate.
It's raining so much right now, oh God.
The man you love to hate, I tell you, ain't no Seattle.
Yo, what's this just down low?
Be more than
y'all can't get with the Mix-a-Lot show. The man you love to hate ain't fazed by the face. If you wanna play a hate, eat a big old snack.
I got my buck on, I'm rolling down the Cali. I got a brand new home out in the valley. Jumping off I-5, I crack a left eye. Gotta pick my homie up, the attitude adjuster. 7 in a jet black truck with a jet black G-Lock. In case we out of luck. Cause with these haters, you gotta keep your strap. Cause we taking all they sugars, now they trying to get us back. Yep. So you got yours, and I got mine. So why do you whine about my grind? Sitting around blaming me a lot about your situation. Boy, get a job and quit playing haters. It ain't about winning your respect. I'm just checking my mail, then you check. So here's the finger next to my index. I'm all about your lady, cause she's all about the sizzix.
Yo, what's this just don't know? Y'all can't get with the Mix-a-Lot show. The man you love to hate ain't fazed by the face. If you wanna play a hate, eat a big old
snake. It's the man you love to hate, love to hate. The man you love to hate, love to hate. It's the man you love to hate, love to hate. Yeah, the Pacific time zone's dead honcho. The amigo force feed you some of this badass ego. You know what I'm saying? Try going platinum, suckers. Dos. Tres. Watch out for quadro, motherfucker. Nope.
Thank you. around the block, grabbing my chops, scratch pops while I die for my red light stop. Dead right hops, I write bars for a living. Hit my misgivings when my brain was still missing.
Need to study why my boots muddy. So fucking filthy and Avirex butters look bummy. Think out loud, cause I'm allowed. Stage dive in the crowd. The cannibals are about to smear across my eyebrows.
And God bless me with abnormal tendencies. Granted clemency for illegal chemistry. Ain't worth your weight in molecular structure. Out of work like JFK Jr. flight instructor.
Went looking for exits and tried to get my head fixed. Left with a perforated picture of Jimi Hendrix. Seeing these days, caves is like 54 ways to get my fucking money. Mega seed, Mr. Blaze.
Sluts, gimmicks, fucks, you finished. This is dedicated for those medicated minutes.
Fuck, image, we stuck for spinach. In a second, you'll be checking in the fucking smut clinic.
Like sluts, gimmicks, ducks, you finish. This is dedicated for those medicated minutes.
I saw a little bit of that stuff about the rumored WWE signings. I don't know how you make that work with the way WWE like books its competitors. Like, Nakamura is amazing, but, like, how do you get him over on Raw? And like, you know, consider that, like, a lot of the fans of these guys that see them make the jump think that they deserve immediate runs at the belt, you know, at the title. And they never get that. And guys of that stature and you know, at some point are you just bringing in a bunch of, like, Intercontinental Champion competitors? Like, hey, here's a bunch of people who can fucking wrestle for the belt no one cares about. And we'll never write storylines for them, and we'll just let them fucking languish. Like, that seems like, you know, hey, you know, maybe someday they'll prove me wrong, right? But, like, what do you get? You bring AJ Styles in. Let's say you bring AJ Styles in, you throw him in the Royal Rumble as a surprise competitor. All right, now what? Do you have him shock the world and win? Is that how you, like, try to get him over? Or do you try to build him up? Like, he doesn't, you know... I feel like they've done the disservice of, like, conditioning the crowd. And maybe I'm just, you know, maybe it's just, you know, I haven't seen these guys standing next to each other. When I think about AJ Styles, I think he's, like, kind of a smaller dude, right? Like, they don't need mid-card people. Like, they're thick with fucking people at that level. They need people that can step up and make the world title picture more interesting, right? Or I guess, whatever, at some point they just need fucking people that can be in good storylines, and that's, you know, that's on the writer. They've got those people. They've got a roster for that. It's depleted by injury, and I think that's, you know, if these guys do end up, if the signings end up being real, which... what I was reading last night made it sound like nothing had actually been... No, there was no done deal for, like, was it Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows? Like, it'd be awesome if they just fucking, like, upended their whole product and said, fuck it. Like, you know, like, if they went out and fucking roped in, like, let's say you take the top tier of NXT, the people that are ready to go or have been there, you know, or have been doing more around the world. You know, your Samoa Joe and Tommy and fucking Sami Zayn, you know, whoever else you got there that's, like, good to go. You get all them. You get, you know, whoever you're, you know, if this is a talent raid or whatever, if they're closing a bunch of deals all at once, you know what you do, you take, you know, AJ, Nakamura, the two guys, the Bullet Club guys, like, you know, do you get the Young Bucks at that point, and just roll them all out at once onto the main roster and say, fuck you, here are the people now. Like a new season of Saturday Night Live. Hey, guess what? This is it. This is what we got. Embrace it, or because this is what we're doing. And stick to it. Because, fuck, man, it's not like... You know, what they're doing doesn't matter. So, you know, what more could they lose? So, you know, if they got a bunch of people in there and said, these people are all part of the main roster, they're going to be mixing it up, and, you know, you frame it, you don't frame it as like, hey, this is a faction, you know, you don't nexus them out like that, you just, you know, you, well, what, I was reading up on the Royal Rumble and how they're going to defend the belt there, which, you know, sure, why not, it's a neat little change. So, get all those people and put them in the Rumble. And have them, like, dominate. Maybe that, you know, like on their own, not necessarily as a team or something like that, you know. Get it down to where it's all, you know, a good deal of these new people and Roman Reigns. And then go from there. I don't know. That at least gives you a way to introduce a lot of people in a short period of time, which is maybe not the best idea. But if you want that show to start looking different, you know, change out a lot of the pieces. Not just one. You know, you add one person to the mix on that show, they just get bogged down with like, well, now we've got someone else to wrestle Ryback. Great. Here's someone else who can have fucking boring matches with fucking other people on the mid-card. Great. Great. But if you wheel them all out at once, you know, the number of matchups, you know, that becomes significantly larger. And it will feel new across the board as opposed to here is a person. Instead of just like, you know, AJ Styles comes in, and then, yeah, then the Big Show goes like, if you want to prove you belong here, you gotta get through me, I'm the Big Show, the measuring stick of the WWE, and then they have a fucking month of dumb matches, you know, like some stupid shit like that, you know, it's just, that's pointless. Bring in a bunch of new people, don't necessarily get rid of the old people, but bring in a bunch of new people. Sure. I don't know, you know, that's probably crazy on some level. I'm sure that there's some angle of all this, you know, of that that just doesn't make sense from a financial perspective or whatever. Just like debuting a bunch of new people and, you know, it's not the best way to roll out new talent and introduce them to a big audience and all that stuff. They probably have some idea about how to do that. But, boy, they sure fuck it up, don't they? Like, a lot. Or get it going and then fuck it up 3 weeks later. You know, that's... Or fuck it, you know, partner them up at least for a little bit as mercenaries who have entered the Royal Rumble because they heard the belt was up for grabs. Triple H walks out and goes, hey, fucking, fuck you, Roman Reigns. After what you did to me, I was out and I spent some time on the phone scouring the world for the fucking best talent money could buy to come in here and take that fucking belt away from you. Fuck you. And then just introduce each person one at a time. Play them all up as, like, you know, people that have wrestled around the world, and they're the fucking hottest free agents in the game, and he's got them all. And then include, the, you know, the, your NXT standouts in that group as well. That's what I would do. I would watch some wrestling if that was the move. If it was like, hey, it's time for a new generation of WWE superstars. Edgier storylines. Fun, you know, they just kind of rolled up and said, hey, we've got a bunch of people now. Let's do it. Let's wrestle. You know, it's, you know, presented as a faction and an invasion and stuff like that. It's just like, hey, there's a bunch of new guys here who all want to win the belt. So they have a reason to fight each other. I'm getting a free Oculus Rift. It's fun. Nice to have a Kickstarter work out in an unexpected way. I mean, I'm sure, you know, whatever. We'll probably get one for the office anyway, so it's not like I wouldn't have had any access to one otherwise, but still, that's pretty awesome. I was probably not going to be in a position to buy one, depending on what they charge for these fucking things. There were some Kickstarter backers that were bummed out about the Facebook buyout at the time. Hopefully this, you know, makes them feel okay about all this, too. It was kind of cool. I couldn't remember immediately if I had actually backed the Oculus Rift on Kickstarter or if I bought one of those dev kits, like, directly from them afterwards, or it was kind of a blur. I was like, I know I have one of those kits somewhere. Fuck if I know where it is. But did I get it from Kickstarter or not? And then check my email, like, oh, good, I did. Yeah, great. Great. I will happily accept an Oculus Rift for my early backing of whatever that thing, whatever. Oh, the MLGs. Keep in mind, they're probably not going to continue using the MLG brand. Unless they end up launching a... You know, if they really did try to launch a TV channel, that would be a decent name for it, but... The companies that make the games broadcast their games, and they do a damn good job of it. And they have very little reason to work with Activision on that, and Activision does not have a great reason to want to work with other video game companies on anything ever, because they're Activision. It's hard to say you want to be the ESPN of esports when ESPN itself is already loosely interested in esports. And how much of the core audience for esports actually has television? And how much of the non-core audience that does have television will ever give a fuck about competitive video games? That whole thing looks like one of the co-founders of MLG went to Activision and is bailing out his former company for a song. For, like, the Activision equivalent of $0. You know, they're acquiring the assets of MLG or whatever it is. I'm not sure if they get the name. They're acquiring the assets of MLG. I'm not sure what that asset list even looks like. Does it include the MLG brand? Or is it just, like, literally some fucking cameras and TriCasters and shit? And, you know, some expertise, some people. Because they, remember, they bought the IPL. We talk about this on the podcast today when it goes up. But I remember they bought that. They bought IGN's StarCraft League and folded it into their existing operation, you know? I watched some of the Stampede, the Canadian Stampede, what is it, the, whatever that rodeo was, whatever the chuck wagon race is, the Calgary Stampede, on ESPN3. But it's like, you know, in an era where, you know, in a market where Riot runs the most popular competitions for League of Legends, and, you know, Valve runs the International and its majors, and, you know, and all that other stuff. Like, where does an Activision-owned entity fit into that? You know, at least an independent, non-Activision-owned entity would be able to, like, offer, like, hey, we're a turnkey solution for esports programming based on your game that is not big enough to be competitive with League of Legends or Dota. So, like, hey, Evolve, hey, come be, you know, we'll run esports for Evolve. Pay us and we'll do it. You know, like, that's a business. In a way. I don't know. But you know, because there is no shortage of money out there for esports. Like, you know, you look at all these analysts and they're like, this is the year for mainstream penetration for esports, which I think is kind of, I think people have been saying that for the last 2 or 3 years now. And no, I just don't, I don't see it at all. Like, esports doesn't need mainstream penetration. But, you know, there are a lot of advertisers that have had ad salespeople hammer the, like, hey, esports is big, down their throats enough times that now they're like, we want our brand with the esports. What do you have for us? So everyone has to have their esports solution for advertisers. Because the money's there. There's money on the table. And I think that's a fucking shitty way to fucking run your product, is be like, well, there's money to be made if we had something in this arena, so let's build something. Let's build an esports thing. Let's build something that does this. Let's build this, because we think there's money there. Hey, we need to cover iOS games because we understand there's a lot of money there. Like, no, that's not. It's a really bad, really reactive way to run your fucking shit. But, hey. High winds on Richmond Bridge, use caution. Good to know. Not gonna take the Richmond Bridge, but Whoa. Raining really hard. Car is low riding. Back end of that car is dropped, but I think it's just because its suspension is broken. I don't think that's on purpose.
walk right over and you pound them seat. Tell her that you want her love, but the answer is no. All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking, she's tweaking, saying that she's breaking the knees, cheek to cheek, and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till the police start screaming that clapping sound, which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder, you don't want them to clown you in this situation. What do you do? A, you bring it simply back up off of B. You hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing. Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the propositions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it, split it, lick it, and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak. And the freaks of the bitch.
Rapping so easy, why you niggas be struggling. Man, this shit is like kickball. I can't tell you how far. I'm the nigga Chuck Norris, the poorest FTD to OPP, which means let me think, other people's pussy. Y'all niggas need not push me. Might end up pushing with your body in the box, getting shot up. That's so hip hop. Why did that lame boy fuck a hand rock? Hetero woman, if you rock pink socks and I rock around the clock, I find the bitch got a hand van dam and the pussy damn, and the bitches can while I am doing the bogo type of scene, nigga. Goddamn.
Oh, my bad. You still here? I thought you left after the first verse. You still glutton for punishment, right, man? Alright, you stick around, man. I'll put you in the gift mask, whatever you want. Whatever suits your fancy, man. You won't fuck with Hennessy. You give a fuck by Hennessy. Chuck Babble, bring in the look.
I rock a top hat and a handlebar stash. Chillin' by the track, tie your bitch to that. Red Dead revolving, just like John Marston. But more retarded, don't get me started, bro. Edgar Allan Poe, I got that telltale swag. I keep it in the bag, here, bitch, take a whip. I'm Osama Bin Laden, Madison Square. Kid Ben Stair, nigga blow. Move from the gate, now you see this gold chain. I made a painting, I sold that painting and bought this gold chain. They say they critique, dog. I came to read more. Count cash, that's my new ball height. So you're goddamn right. And he got a feed to speak, this he's my hat. Ain't cheap, nigga.
Yo, fuck it, man. I'm done, man. I'm about to take a nap, you know what I'm saying? I think I've established myself already. I don't really need to go into a fourth verse, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas, I mean, why don't you learn, man? Why you make me talk so much? I don't even like talking this much, motherfuckers. Chuck Papo.
Weaving all over the road, it's cool. So I have to follow in the car in front of me. As he left his lane completely in the rain.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I'm ready to bust. I'm ready. Here we drink Kirk, man. We drink that tough. grab a cup juice so I can pour it up. And if you represent your hood, go and throw it up. It's the L-I-L-F-L-I-P. If I ain't smoking trees, I'm poking free. So throw the Roman keys and let me roll. Cause that's the way we ball. I'm just letting you know we like our music slow, but our cars go faster. I'm in a V12 with my cousin Big Shasta. I'm the flipper and I'm a top 10 seller. Everybody slowing down cause my drop is yellow.
And lost him. I think that's as big as hell. And I spot two badass girls at a turf sale. They said, and I said, what's up? And I said, giddy up, you turn. What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up,
Phoenix? Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it. What's up, Cali?
What's up?
What's up, Cali?
What's up?
Arizona puts the heat up on ya. I should warn ya, the girl's as fine as California. Speaking of Cali, check your Mac Daddy. He got game and he knocks names from Redding to the Valley. And I can pull him on a TJ border. I even knock Mr. G's daughter. And come on up to the 702, where it's legal to gamble. And Hoenn is too. The kind of city I could run with. Las Vegas, Navidad. I love it. Back to the 206. Double up my grits and sit down. Giving po-po fits. Chasing these skirts like a plinker supposed to. 348 Roadster. Run! What's up, Atlanta?
What's up?
What's up, Atlanta?
What's up,
Atlanta?
Jump on it! Jump on it! Jump on it!
What's up, Orlando?
What's up?
What's up, Orlando?
What's up?
What is up, Tampa? What is up?
With the girls in GA.
And Ray got the situation handled. We gon' stack up 6 deep and ride to Orlando. To the 407, calling up Magic Mike. He rolls in about 11. The gut getter got a good old 9. The next day I got a match to the 305. I get G'd like I want in Miami. You understand me? I put it on my gram. And swing on up to the 813 around Tampa. I'm dialing up Stephanie. She got me polished like chrome. Sitting on a throne. I'm wore out now. I'm going home. What's up, KC?
What's up?
What's up, KC?
What's up? Just
send me.
Just own it.
Just own it.
Just own it.
What's up, Cleveland?
What's up?
What's up, Cincinnati?
What's up?
Columbus.
Just own it.
Just own it.
Just own it.
What's up, Little Rock?
What's up?
What's up, Little Rock?
What's up?
Little Rock.
Just own it.
Just own it.
Just own it.
What's up, Denver?
What's up?
What's up, Denver?
What's up, Denver? Jump on it!
Jump on it!
Jump on it!
What's up, Chicago?
What's up?
What's up, Chicago?
What's up?
Chicago!
Jump on it!
Jump on it!
Jump on it!
What's up, Portland?
What's up?
What's up, Portland?
What's up,
Portland?
Jump on it!
Jump on it!
Jump on it!
What's up, St. Louis?
What's up?
What's up, Eastside?
What's up,
St. Louis?
Tunnel music. Okay. All right. Getting the day going, finally. back out on the streets. In case you wanted one more reason to fucking burn San Francisco to the ground, may I present this banner hanging from this light pole that has a picture of someone putting their hoodie up, and it says, "Make apps, not war." Make apps, not war! And it's an ad for some fucking school.
36.
Some surprisingly rough roads this morning, but we still successfully navigated them. We made it. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I mean, in this alley, anything can happen. A construction vehicle can fall out of the sky. A rogue piece of Skylab. See you later. Everybody have a wonderful day. A wonderful day. Yeah. See ya.